Can high schoolers make a difference in their community by baking a cake? Anna Mazarakis brings us the story of a group of Montclair High School students that is trying to do just that.
It's Friday afternoon, and while other students are fleeing Montclair High School, about 15 young women have assembled in a second floor classroom with a cake and brownies. But they're not having a party. Today, they're making plans for an upcoming bake sale. The club's called Baking for a Change, and they discuss where they want to donate the money they raise, the local animal shelter or a conservation project. I met their co-presidents.
I'm Lexi Greenbaum.
I'm Joni Mae De Los Santos.
Beata Kaz.
And their advisor.
Jeffrey Freeman. I'm an English teacher, and I'm also the baking club advisor.
They donate a lot of money to charity, but they also wanted to donate their baked goods.
We also, with all the leftovers of our bake sales, we will give to the Human Needs Food Pantry, and if they're not open that day, we give it to the Salvation Army, which is downtown in Montclair.
And then one day they said, you know what? We think we would like to make cakes for those people who really can't afford to have a cake, because cakes can be very expensive.
You know, these people, sometimes some of them are struggling to buy food for the week, so birthday cakes sometimes are a little bit beyond their means.
That's Mike Bruno, the director at the Human Needs Food Pantry. The pantry helps give food to more than 2,000 adults and more than 1,000 children from 1,400 households. They serve 14 towns throughout Essex County.
And I usually have somebody in tears in this office at least once a week. That they can't believe they found themselves in this spot. And when I speak about this, I always tell people, every one of us is one job downsizing, one major medical issue away from being a client here. It's pervasive. It's terrible.
And people still have birthdays.
People still have holidays. They still have birthdays. They still want to celebrate.
So the Baking for Change Club wants to help them celebrate with a custom-made cake.
So a parent or a guardian, whoever, orders a cake for the kid, and they just write down, oh, what's your favorite color? What are your interests? What are your hobbies?
And cake flavor.
Yeah, yeah, cake flavor, yeah. Color.
Any details that they want.
Yeah, any, you know, special additions to the cake. So we try to, like, let the kids, like, really customize their cakes. And, you know, so they have a really nice cake.
Yeah, we just want to make kids happy and have a nice birthday. And yeah. That's what the goal of the program is.
For us, it's hard to imagine a birthday without a birthday cake.
And Mike Bruno at the pantry is excited about it.
I thought it was such a great, innovative idea. I mean, for them to connect with us is so randomly bizarre that they would be over there in a baking club and think about, boy, we could bake cakes for poor people. I thought that was just brilliant. That touched me tremendously, that these young kids decided to come and help us. And it has a real impact. When I tell you the first cake that we gave, that lady was so excited to see that cake for her child that she would have paid a lot of money for in a routine bakery. It meant a lot.
Hola, soy Maura.
Maura received a cake last month for her 12-year-old son's birthday. He's a big fan of the Barcelona soccer team, so the cake was decorated like a soccer ball with the team's logo.
It's different than other decorations. Because of the bakeries, they make flowers or put some plastic decorations. But this was all done with excellence. It was made by hand and with pride. It's so cute, and I'm very grateful for everything.
The Human Needs Food Pantry shared a picture of Maura's son's cake on Facebook, and 100 followers liked or commented support.
I think everybody looks at it for what it is. It's a group of young people getting together to do something really nice for a bunch of people in need. Who could have concerns about that?
Bruno says that as long as students want to continue the collaboration, he'll gladly advertise the opportunity to his clients. And the club, which has 98 members in its Facebook group, is excited to continue the program.
Yeah. We just, like, want, as long as the process is working, like, we just keep want it to work. Like, we're just happy that people who are receiving the cakes are happy, and as long as that keeps running, then it's a really rewarding thing. Like, we're all so busy, and y'all have really hectic schedules, and this is kind of like our way of giving back to the community that works.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm Anna Mazarakis in Montclair.